I don't know how you catch an audience. So I'm not sure, but I'm not doing it to get money or monetize my videos. I'm just doing it because it's really fun. So
absolutely. Like, and you know, if you like video games and you like to play with your friends, I mean, like this podcast was born because of, you know, like quarantine life. I like to talk to my friends. And I decided, you know what, like, let me do a podcast to talk about hobbies, passions, and lifestyle with my friends. And so it began. And I mean, like, I'm not doing for fame. I do it because I have fun, you know, like I like podcasting. So that's why I do it.
Gabe, so, at the end of the day, I'm hanging out with my friends and playing video games.
Exactly. So it's fun. Yeah, exactly. I agree. And thank you actually for being here today. Like, this is another episode of the Corner L'Angolo di Gabe, formerly called My First Podcast. Then thank goodness I changed name, because that was only a lazy name there, because I didn't know how to call my podcast. Today I have as a guest Matt Cavano.
Hi
Matt, how's it going?
Hello. Very good, thank you. Good to be on the show.
Thank you, and it's great to have you here, straight out of UK, right? Live from the UK, right?
Yeah, 5 hours in front of you guys.
Yeah. Where are you actually in the UK, if I can ask you?
At the moment, I'm in a lovely part of the UK called Hertfordshire, which is like just north of London.
Okay.
My girlfriend, we just moved in here. My parents, they still live in London. I am originally from London, but yeah, I spend most of my time up here now, so...
And for everybody who's interested, Matt has a very cool video gaming channel on YouTube. It's called Matt K Plays. I'll put it in the description of the podcast and the video, because as you know, this podcast has a regular audio version on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and all the other podcast platforms. And also every Wednesday, usually, or sometimes before, sometimes later, because it depends on how long is the workday. I usually post a video on YouTube as well. So yeah, you'll be on YouTube, but you're pretty used because you already have your own channel. So I mean, like, you're good to be on YouTube, right?
Yeah. The channel, it started about 6 years ago. If I could just say a little bit about it, it was an idea that me and a good friend of mine had. It was before I met you, Gabe, I went traveling. And it was just, we used to play video games a lot, me and this friend, and he was staying at my house at the time. Mm-hmm. And we played a game called, you might be familiar with it, called Metal Gear Solid.
Oh yeah, of course.
It's on the old PlayStation, and I'd never played it before. I've heard of it, but I just never got around to playing it. So we played the game from beginning to end, and it's one of his favorite games. So he had a lot to say about it whilst we were going through it, and it was all new to me. And at the end of it, we had such a great time. And I said to this friend of mine, I said, it would be so good if we just recorded what we just mm-hmm. did, because even if not, it wasn't funny, but it was interesting for people who, you know, someone who was going in fresh like me and someone who was obviously used to the game. So then I decided to buy a mic and a capture card, and it was, it's pretty much been ever since 6 years cool. ago. I'm not consistent with them. I'm about to upload a new video just before we finish this podcast. But yeah, check it out. It's a good time between friends, and I hope other people get some positive stuff from it too.
Yeah, I mean, like, I really like it. I haven't been into video games for long. I mean, I used to play during high school a lot. Then I started university, started to work. I had a band at the time. So kind of like the video game passions faded a little bit away. Not that I dislike them, absolutely not. I still have fun when I meet with friends, or before the pandemic when I was meeting with friends to play video games. But right now, when I have time, after a long 8-9 hours of work in front of a screen of a computer, like, I don't feel like play video games, because my eyes are already pretty tired from work, you know, like, so yeah. I tend to do other stuff, like outside, or, you know, like in the house. But I'm trying to get back into video gaming, because I mean, it's part of who I am anyway. Like, I don't hide that. In other videos, I already talk about that. Like, I grew up with as a strong nerd, and I'm not using the term in the derogatory, in a derogatory way. I grew up reading comic books, watching anime and cartoon shows or science fiction shows. I'm wearing right now a Marvel hat. So I mean, like, I love Marvel, and I love Marvel video games, for example. Can't wait for the new Avengers to come out for PS4 and PS5. Yeah. I guess that's the the target is to get a PS5 maybe and play the Avengers. Right now, I am playing. Sometimes I'm playing like Pro Evolution Soccer because I love football. You know, like you're from UK, I'm from Italy, so you know the football back home is pretty strong. You know, like.
Can you remember what team I support?
No, I cannot. I don't. Can you remember what team I support?
No.
Okay, so we haven't talked about soccer enough. We probably talked about a lot of nerd stuff, video games, and some politics, but we haven't got into soccer, football too much. You know, like.
And we never played FIFA together, which is a shame.
Yeah, but and I'm also the other shame is that I'm not a fan of FIFA. I'm a Pro Evolution Soccer fan. So.
Ah, right. Okay. Fair enough.
So bummer, right? But yeah, I mean, Matt and I, we met, you know, like when Matt was traveling in Canada, like I traveled to Canada and I decided not to leave, not to go back home. I'm stationary. I live in Canada permanently. But Matt was traveling at the time and he was working with me at the Blue Mountain Resort, which this name was always mentioned in my podcast because I have a lot of guests from that work with me in the Blue Mountain Resort, and they're from all over the world. So that's the great thing of coming to work in Canada. You meet a lot of people from abroad, a lot of international people, and their friendship then don't fade out. Like most of them don't, you know, like, so that's amazing. Matt is a huge video game fan. And also I think I remember you like going to watch movies, TV shows, everything that's related to some geeky and nerdy culture, right?
That's me, yeah.
And his channel, Matt K Plays, is amazing. Like, he's playing a bunch of cool video games. So can you tell us, Matt, what's actually your favorite video game, or if you have one right now, and maybe it was one before? Talk about your video game experience, please.
I always classify video games in two ways. There's the video game that when someone asks me, what's your favorite video game? I always say Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on the Sega Mega Drive. I think it's called the Genesis in Canada.
Probably.
And if I say a game that I really enjoyed and sort of changed how I see games, and it's more recent, then I would say The Last of Us, which is on the PlayStation 3, and I think it's on the PlayStation 4 as well, just because The Last of Us is just such a immersive game, and it's got an amazing story. It's almost like a movie. I've played that game with people who aren't into video games, and they will just want, like, I'll be playing it and they'll want me to get further into the campaign so that they can see what happens at the end of the story. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you've met me before, you know that I'm quite a big Sonic the Hedgehog fan. So I can't really say that I'm not, but if it's a game that is critically acclaimed, then I would probably say The Last of Us. Okay. But yeah, I guess Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is my favorite game.
I can understand, because I'm a big fan of retro video games. Like, if I can tell you what my favorite video games are, probably Pac-Man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Pac-Man and Mario 64 for Nintendo 64. Oh, those are my two. Pac-Man is Pac-Man is my all-time favorite. Like, I went to a movie theater here in Barrie, Ontario, a few years ago. There was a Lady Pac-Man. Before waiting for the movie to start, I made the record, and until 2019, my record was still there. And we're talking about a record made in 2016. So
wow.
I don't know if I'm that good, but I played a lot of Pac-Man. My dad was a huge Pac-Man and Tetris fan, and I learned on an old 486 computer, like before Pentium, before like Windows, when MS-DOS was a thing, you know, like.
So retro.
Yeah, retro. And then my first console, like absolute console, when I could actually understand a little bit about video games, was Nintendo 64. And I still have a Nintendo 64 somewhere here, and I should use it actually, because I love Mario 64.
You should look out, because Mario 64 has been on my top of my list to do a Let's Play of. I just need to find someone who shares my passion with it. I mean, if you were with me, that'd be great. But unfortunately, you're across the oceans.
What about we try to play I know, right. Mario 64, Nintendo 64 doesn't have online playing, but I know that the Nintendo Switch is adding Nintendo 64 games. So if we might actually organize something on Nintendo Switch if you have one.
Yeah, I do have a Switch. Yeah,
I have to buy one. So I mean, like, I want to buy one. So
I
would love to. Mario 64 is an iconic game.
Yeah, there's a lot I could say about that as well, because that was one of my childhood games as well. Yeah. I just love that you can, you know, you open up the castle and you go to the bomb world at the beginning, but then you go wherever you like. You can go to the snow world or the water one, and it's your choice. You know, it's very open world for the time. Yeah. That was really revolutionary.
It was GTA before GTA was a thing.
Yeah.
In a different universe, but you know, like GTA, it's kind of an opener for the, you know, like open world game. I remember GTA Vice City was one of my favorite game on PS2. If I remember where it was PS2 now, my memory might have worsened a little bit with the age, you know, like over 30, your memory starts to go down, you know, like.
Oh, I have that to look forward to. Thanks, Gabe.
Oh yeah, you're under 30, right?
I'm 28 at the moment. Yeah.
You are like young yet. You're still young, you know, like I'm already crossed the line, you know, like I'm a 32 and not getting back my 20s, you know. But yeah, I mean, like, so Sonic the Hedgehog and Last of Us, you know, Last of Us was mentioned by a guest a few episodes ago. I had an episode called The Nerd Episode with a friend of mine and colleague podcaster, Chris Cubitt. Chris has a great podcast about video games called The Semi-Informed Podcast. You like video game, I suggest you to check it out. Chris was one of my supervisors years and years ago at Blue Mountain in food and beverage. You might actually know Chris.
I might actually know him. Yeah.
He was the supervisor in food and beverage at South Base when you were here. So, I mean, like, so you might know Chris. He is a huge video gamer like you. And he came as a guest. He has a great podcast. So, I mean, I suggest you and everybody else that listens to check his podcast, because it's really, really high quality. And he has a huge knowledge of video games. So, I mean, like, he mentioned The Last of Us 2. Not The Last of Us 2. He mentioned as well The Last of Us. So, I guess that's a game. That's a game that is really, really popular nowadays in kids and also older gamers. And you also mentioned the Fortnite. What's your position on Fortnite? Do you like it?
Yeah, so I think it's a really great concept. Unfortunately, the two times that I've had a chance to play it, I've been playing it on really bad internet connections. So it's just been really laggy and very slow. But even playing it that way, I could still see that it was such an addictive and fun multiplayer online game. Mm-hmm. I played it, I don't know if I told you, Gabe, but after I left Blue Mountain, I did a very, very like huge amount of things. But one of the last jobs I had was in Ontario, and I worked at a summer camp in, it's not too far away from Barrie. It's,
in Orillia, right? I remember close to Orillia. I do remember you were close and we were supposed to meet, but then we haven't had a chance to meet that time. I do remember.
Yeah. It all happened so fast. And I was playing it at the camp, but the camp's internet was really bad. So, I haven't got a console that plays it. I think it actually is on everything. But
yeah, it's
I
on everything. Yeah, exactly.
But I would prefer to play it on, you know, like a PlayStation or something.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
because I've got it on Switch, but it doesn't really work very well.
The cool thing of Fortnite that you can play with other people that are not on your same console. Like, let's say you have a Nintendo Switch and the other person has a PC, and then another person. It's a shared universe that transcend the level of console, you know, like while the other games are, you know, like if you play Call of Duty, you play in the PlayStation Store and only PlayStation, but like, and Xbox has its own, you know, like internet, you know, like, you know, like internet gaming. And of course, PlayStation has its own online gaming, Sony, I mean, like Sony and they're separate. But with Fortnite, I think you can transcend the level and actually share the universe, which I think is a very cool thing. Because, you know, like online gaming, it's expensive if you decide to join PlayStation Store or Microsoft Store, you know, like, so I guess that's a really cool thing. And also, I don't know, did you like the movie Ready Player One? I mean, that's great.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. Do you know?
Really?
It was kind of one of those, I love the references. But as a movie, I don't think it was so great.
Did you read the book?
No, my friend read the book and he's told me to read the book because it's better. But I mean, I enjoyed it for the like the pure sort of nerd explosion of just
video gaming, comic books.
Yeah, and it wasn't just video games. It was like movies and old like 80s movies and culture. And
the pop culture, right?
Yeah, for that, it was brilliant. But I just thought as a movie, it didn't hold up so well.
Okay. I loved it. Of course, you're right. There are a few parts of the plot that could have been improved. I agree with that. But I think overall it was a great movie. And we were talking with Chris in the nerd episode, and we were saying that if there is something that will evolve to be the Oasis, it will be Fortnite, for the kind of universe, shared universe, and different kind of skins that you can wear during a game. You know, you can have the Captain America, Iron Man skin, can be Dragon Ball stuff and stuff like that. So, you know,
I think
if something evolves to be the Oasis, it's going to be Fortnite, you know?
Mm-hmm. For sure, yeah.
But yeah, can you tell me a little bit more about your channel? Like you said that it was born around six years ago, and you were playing with friends. Like how did the channel evolve? Like what did you change in these years, if something changed, or you're planning a few changes, a few new formats?
Yeah, I mean, initially it started as just me and my friends sort of goofing around, having a good time. And the early episodes are very representative of that, because they, you know, I was learning video editing. I didn't really know what I was doing. Some people have told me to delete those early episodes, but I don't want to do that, because it's quite nice to look back and sort of see where the progression of how we've changed. And at the time as well, it was just before I started traveling, because I left the UK in 2016, and I think the channel started in 2014. Mm-hmm. So I'd had like 2 years, but obviously when I met you and when I was in Blue Mountain and when I was traveling for 2 years, I didn't touch it. Like it stayed silent for all that time. But I also like played so many different types of games whilst I was away, and had all these experiences and stories that I wanted to share with my friends. And the great thing about it, and especially now, is I've made so many friends in Canada and, you know, parts of Europe where I've been traveling, and in like other parts of the UK. And they're actually, those people that I've met are actually listening to the episodes because they sort of miss me, which is really sweet. And it's nice to have that sort of new audience, even if it's just a couple of people. It's nice to know that those people are listening. Do you know?
I agree.
So, I mean, the channel itself is not, the content isn't really any different. We're still playing mostly Nintendo games, just because I have a Switch and a Wii U, so that's really all I can record at the moment. But you know, with lockdown happening and my future travel plans being scuppered, I think it's time to sort of invest in some new consoles and try some newer games. I'm really hoping to get a PlayStation 5 as well. Mm-hmm. And it's always good to make videos at the cutting edge, so you can, you know, sort of jump on hashtags and the hype of a new game, because then you're always going to get a few more views. But like I said at the beginning, it's not about views for me. It's just about having fun and sharing that positive experience
with
other people who want to listen. I'm not forcing you to do it. If you want to check it out, please do, like and subscribe. If not, it's not your thing. But even in the year that I've been back home, I've had people who I've met and they said, oh, this is a really cool channel, like, are you going to do other stuff? And it's really nice to hear that, because it's a hobby and it's a really fun hobby. I love doing it. And I'm also learning so much from it, because I edit them, I direct them, I piece them together, and I film them. And I'm involved in all of them as well. And it has an animation at the beginning. You know, that's what I studied at university, so that's what I really want to pursue in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a pet project that I could be 50 years old, I'm probably still going to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hear you. Like, I started this podcast in the same way as I was mentioning to you before recording. You know, like, it's not about the number, it's an homemade podcast. I have a simple microphone in front of me, a laptop, and that's what I want to do. You know, like, it's a hobby. If it gets numbers, good. If it doesn't, and I get like those 10-15 listeners per time, and I know they're my friends and they're liking it, I'm happy at the end of the day. You know, like, it's I love YouTube. I decided I never decided to do any content I wanted to do since I was 20 and I started at 32. I don't know if I wasn't feeling ready or I didn't have time, but like I thought this that was a good time because I was stuck at home because of lockdown.
Yeah.
And podcasting has been a part of me for years now because I follow YouTube. I started from YouTube, like following channels like Smosh or the Good Mythical Morning. They don't start as podcasters. They start as a YouTuber, but then they created a podcast and it's really fun. It's really cool. Yeah. So I decided from that. So I decided to try to connect YouTube with podcasting and I do love it. I edit the videos. I do everything from my laptop here from scratch. It's not great quality because I didn't go to school for that. I'm learning on the way. My first few episodes were really like an image crossing the screen before the beginning with music with the beginning of podcast. Now I created a video and animation. So I mean, like it's a lot better. Also, mm-hmm. The audio with the purchase of a microphone got better. So
yeah.
The only thing that is not getting better is my thick Italian accent while I speak English, but I cannot do much about that. You know, like,
that's your unique special thing. Like you can't lose that. I was actually worried that because I watched a few of your podcasts and quite a lot of them are in Italian, and I was worried that maybe there would be like a language barrier. But your English is perfect. So
thanks, man. I appreciate that. Do you actually have, before we actually wrap it up, because, you know, I try to keep the podcast, not short, but like, you know, like a decent amount of time, not longer than an hour usually, because if not, they get boring. I understand, yeah. You know, like, but before we wrap up, do you have YouTubers that you follow? Were you big in YouTube before starting your channel or anything like that?
So we had to have a YouTube channel for my university work. Yeah. So I do technically have two channels, but it's not, there's no subscribers. I basically just used it as a way to follow other YouTubers. And if you're asking like what other YouTubers inspire me and what other stuff I watch, I can give you some recommendations. I'm not going to lie. I don't watch a lot of Let's Plays. Ironically, I don't use YouTube for Let's Plays really. I'm more of like a Twitch guy. Like if I want to watch someone play a video game, I usually go to Twitch.
Cool.
And I'm actually looking into doing some streams myself because I've got it's the same equipment we use for the Let's Plays. I did start an account on Twitch, but again that was just to sort of look at other people. But in terms of other YouTube videos, definitely check out, like, I'm a huge nerd in terms of science. And there's a video channel called Kurtzegott. You might have heard of them.
Yeah, I heard of that.
And they make animations with all of their videos. And it's kind of the level of animation that I would like to get to one day because they used to use Flash. I think now they're using like Maya, and a lot of them are actually made in Photoshop these days. And it's all about scientific videos. So it's like, you know, it depends on the video, but some of it is about climate change and other is about politics. And it's just really interesting topics to talk about whilst we have such colorful animations to go with it. So I don't really watch a lot of stuff. Like I don't make my video. I don't look at a video on YouTube and say, I want to do that. I just
make
my own videos, but I've definitely been inspired by a lot of early cartoons and stuff from my childhood. You can see a lot of Cartoon Network stuff in my drawings specifically because I just love Cartoon Network.
I was great. Come on, man. Cartoon Network. Yeah. Cartoon Network. And I love Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon for sometimes, even if Nickelodeon wasn't born when I was a kid, but, or maybe it was in the US and Canada, but not back home in Italy, but Cartoon Network, despite I have a love-hate relationship with Disney Channel was a thing.
Yeah.
I have a love-hate relationship with Disney for some controversial political thing, but whatever. Like at the end of the day, it's watching cartoon and cool shows, so I watch it. Like I've been a contrarian my whole life. Like I really have a big contrarian. Like everybody like Pokemon, I love Digimon, for example. So I mean, like
Digimon is better, dude. Like Digimon was like, I remember Pokemon was my favorite thing, and then Digimon came along, and I thought it was going to be awful, but it turns out I loved it way more, and I still do.
As a video game, I thought Pokemon was 10 times better, but as an anime TV show, I think Digimon Adventures was like a lot deeper than Pokemon, for example. But yeah, all this stuff was in Cartoon Network, Disney Channel. So I mean, like, yeah, I understand your thing. I also started to watch YouTube when I was younger. I mean, like in high school, and was the old school YouTube, like which had a completely different algorithm. So you could find channel a lot easier than you find now. I mean, of course, that's the evolution of the globalization of YouTube now. I mean,
yeah.
But Smosh has been like my big inspiration for video. I don't know if you know Smosh.
Smosh Gaming.
Well, now they actually signed a huge deal with Twitch, like an exclusive deal with Twitch. Smosh.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
So they just announced it yesterday. It's crazy. And but yeah, I mean, like, that's the inspiration I had. Of course, not only Smosh. Like, I can mention so many Italian YouTubers. You were mentioning me about like a funny event that we had together in Collingwood, Ontario, when you were still living here. I told you I'm having memory problems probably, because I do remember a lot of fun moments, but this specific one that you were mentioning before recording, well, that's something that I lost, or anyway, like I don't recall completely. You know, if you wanna go ahead with that, Matt.
So it was recently. Well, I say recently. It was within 2 years of the time that we're recording this. So I knew that my visa was coming to an end, because those of you who know how visas work, it's in the UK, you get 2 years in Canada. I started in 2016, and at the end, right at the end of 2018, I think it was like late November, I had to come back to the UK. So I was living in Guelph, which is in Ontario, not too far away from where you are. And I was living with a really good friend of mine who I met at the summer camp. And he said, what do you want to do with your last week in Canada? And I said, I really would love to just travel around Ontario to see the places that I've spent a lot of my time. So we went to Blue Mountain, and it was like when you watch a TV show and they go back to season one or something. They, you know, it was really nostalgic.
The nostalgic last two episodes of a TV show where they go back rewatching the whole series, you know, like
We went to Orillia, where the summer camp was, and then I finished in Collingwood, where the pizza is on the corner near the Walmart, and just all these memories came rushing back. You know, like, how many times did I go to this Walmart every weekend to get my groceries? it just all came back. And it actually started snowing that evening, which was just beautiful, because I hadn't seen snow all summer. And then literally the day before I leave, it starts snowing, which is how I entered the country when I first got there in 2016. So it's very, very poetic in a way.
So it was like nostalgic, poetic moment than actual fun. The fun was fun was probably remembering all the good memories you had up here at the resort, right? I mean,
yeah. And you messaged me the day I was in Toronto Airport saying, yeah, "Oh, buddy, are you in Collingwood?" And I was like, "Oh man, that was late. 24 hours too late. Sorry."
Yeah, because I mean, it's hard to be in touch with everybody. Like, you know, when you guys leave, I try to be in touch, because, you know, like, I became kind of a piece of furniture in Collingwood, but most of people I meet are seasonal workers, so it's tough every time. By the way, I don't work at the mountain anymore. I mean, I found a career job, but the place is still in my heart. It's a great place to work and have great experiences with international people.
Gabe, I think it's great that you stayed there. I think it's brilliant. There was a time when I wanted to stay there, but just the logistics of it was too difficult. Yeah. I wanted to do other things, but I love Canada, and I really miss everybody who, you know,
I have a tattoo of a maple leaf, so I love Canada.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, dude, that's awesome. I wanted to get one as well, but I haven't got around to it yet.
You should, I mean, when COVID is gone, or anyway gone, it's under control with a vaccine or a cure, whatever. Yeah. That's something that the scientists have to find to find out. It's not our job, but you should come. I know that you probably wanted to. You came back another time to do camp after you left, and then are you planning to come back do a camp anymore? Like, because if you come,
the camps in Ontario are closed at the moment. So,
oh yeah, of course. Like, I'm talking about next year, probably. You know, like
I mean, if it's like a 4 month job, so if I want to spend 4 months in sunny Canada, then why not? Yeah. I loved it. It really is a great place, and that camp was awesome. I made a lot of friends. I mean, I met my girlfriend there. So, yeah. And she's great. She's from England, and we're together now, but we met in Canada.
Oh, that's like the not weird, but like the unusual thing that could happen when you travel, you know, like unusual. Yeah. So I mean, like, it's great. Like, traveling was one of my other episodes, because this podcast is about passions and hobbies, and traveling is one of my greatest passions. And I had a person who is actually an adventure travel guide in Costa Rica. So, I mean, we had an amazing episode about traveling. And with this person, Flora, she's a professional geographer. We are preparing an episode about climate change and disaster prevention manager, because she has a huge experience in that.
Definitely.
And we actually announced the project in one of the second last episode before I interview a songwriter. She came for a very short episode of 15-20 minutes where we announced and talk about what it's going to be about, and we're trying to involve people to ask questions about climate change, you know, like, and disaster prevention management, you know, like, but going back video game before we wrap up, I remember we mentioned Digimon and Pokemon. Like, I think the Pokemon video games are a lot better, because the Digimon video games are all about card games and it can get boring and repetitive, but like, the Pokemon games were amazing at the time, right? I
mean, what was your favorite Pokemon game?
Pokemon Red and Pokemon Blue, the first one for Game Boy. I still have them. I'm a huge Nintendo fan, so I mean, like, but I am not a huge fan of Nintendo Wii U and Switch. I am changing my mind. It's cool, but after the GameCube, I lost interest in Nintendo, because like, they had the kind of niche clientele, niche type of video games that were like a lot more about content and graphics than only the huge titles. Like, were like smaller titles, but with great quality of graphic and power, and very powerful. Then they started with Wii U to kind of not to take care much about the graphic and all this thing about like the moving sensor. I wasn't really into that, so I lost interest. And with the Switch, I see they're trying to go back to the old Nintendo. So good graphic, good content. So I'm happy they're doing that, because Wii and Wii U have disappointed me a little bit, unfortunately.
Yeah, I remember when I was in Blue Mountain, actually, I saved up a lot, whatever the Christmas money was when we got paid for Christmas. And I went to Shoppers Drugs Mart in Collingwood and I bought a Wii U for like $600. It was... Yeah, I wasted like my entire month's salary on a Wii U. And I hated it. I didn't even like the console. Like, I didn't enjoy it.
Okay.
But my housemates really loved it, because it was upstairs in the main lounge room, and they used it for mainly Netflix, but they also used it for Mario Kart. And Mario Kart is so good.
Yeah, Mario Kart is good. And I'm planning to collect some more vintage console. Like, I was looking for Sega Mega Drive or Atari. There is a huge, great store in Barrie, Barrie, Ontario, who sells only old video games.
Oh, really? I never saw that.
It's amazing. Like, it's a great store. It's a small one in the outskirts of Barrie, and it's amazing. Like, the oldest video games, like, you can find old Game Boy, before Game Boy Color, the big rectangular one, like, you can find Atari, a lot of cool stuff, man. Like,
those stores are really rare in the UK. Like, in America, Canada, there's a lot of them, but here in the UK, we only have, like, you guys have EB Games, but we don't have that. We just have another game store.
But EB Games is GameStop. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
EB Games is the mainstream video games right now, but unfortunately it's losing a lot of clientele because of online gaming. Like, now you can buy a game online and you because you don't need CDs or DVDs anymore.
Yeah,
you
know,
like, they stopped selling computer games years ago, now with Steam and other platforms where you can buy video games, you know, like, it's video gaming industry is a growing industry, but video gaming stores industry, it's a dying industry, unfortunately, because for people who work there, you know, I understand, like, the progress, you know, gaming online, that's kind of normal, but it's still like people working at the store, so they they should find a way to renovate their, or to renew their type of experience, you know. Then I think selling old school retro video game could be a thing, you know, because a lot of people are into that, the analogic stuff instead than the digital, you know. Like,
and I think lockdown was a really good time for that. I saw GameCube go up in price on eBay. Stuff.
The problem that like these stores are closed during lockdown, so unless they have a way to sell online, that's a no-go. You know,
I think a lot of people our age were looking back on their childhood. So I mean, I grew up with GameCube and Nintendo 64, so those consoles are actually quite expensive now because a lot of people are doing that, you know.
I watched Digimon Try on during lockdown. It's the new movies that came out last year, six episodes, different six movies. That's amazing. And because of that, I know they came out a few years ago, but I only watched during lockdown. And because of that, I started to rewatch the old Digimon saga since the beginning, like the old Digimon adventure. I know I'm 32. Yeah, exactly. I probably shouldn't, but it's so good, you know.
No, I mean, they're for kids, but like the stories were really good. I remember them. I remember I actually rewatched the original Digimon saga like about 4 years ago, maybe just before I traveled, and I really enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was really good.
What's your favorite Digimon, if I can ask you?
Oh, that's easy. There's a character in it called Matt.
he's got Garurumon.
The ice wolf. Dog guy is just the best character.
okay, cool. I wouldn't have said that, but that's good. So you like all the Gabumon line evolution?
Yeah, right? Yeah. And he has his little brother TK.
He has my favorite Digimon. I like Angel Digimon. Angelmon is my favorite Digimon forever, you know, like, and his evolution, like Magna Angelmon and Seraphimon are
they were freaking cool,
and they have so much. They take so much inspiration by Marvel characters and by the Saint Seiya. Like the armor from Magna Angelmon is like a Saint Seiya armor. Like this, I watched a documentary about that. There is a cool guy that does Digimon documentaries on YouTube. His name is Billion.
Yeah, I know the guy. I watched.
You know Billion? He has great videos. You know, like
he does Scooby Doo and Sonic the Hedgehog. Like they're really great.
Trash hipsters videos, like which is so cool, you know, like
great content,
Like, you know, like he speaks about Digimon and he's probably my age. It's so cool, you know, like but you know, we are wrapping up, Matt. Thank you very much for being here. It was amazing.
My pleasure, man, so good to see you.
I strongly suggest people to go and visit Matt K Plays on YouTube. It's a very cool channel. It's very simple and easy to understand because it's gaming between friends. It's friends having a laugh while they play their favorite video games. It explains very well about what they're doing during the video games. It's funny. It's simple and it's a very enjoyable. So Matt, keep the good work because you're doing great for that.
Thanks,
that,
man. You know? We're about to upload a brand new episode tonight.
Great.
So we're playing playing Mario Party on the Nintendo 64.
Nice. I have only three or four questions, like only, you know, like they're like one word question, like yes or no, or, you know, like very straight question. No.
We
already said the favorite video games, and I put that as a Sonic the Hedgehog because we're talking about old school video games. So if I can ask you, favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show is definitely Futurama.
Okay, nice.
Futurama is so good. I know it's not for everybody, but it's one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. So,
okay. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie has to be Space Jam.
Same here, dude. Same here.
I don't think it's a good movie, but it's my favorite movie.
I think it's a great movie. Are you kidding me? Like Michael Jordan with the Looney Tunes?
Yeah, what a great concept.
And my contrarianism, which makes me love and hate Disney. So I love when I hate Disney, I love Warner Brothers. So exactly. Looney Tunes are great.
Yeah.
And my favorite is Daffy Duck, by the way. So
same, me too. I really like Wile E. Coyote. Yes. But yes,
yeah, we like the underdogs, right?
Yeah.
So, favorite soccer team, football team.
It's Manchester United. My dad and his dad and his dad, they were all Manchester United fans.
I am not a United fan, but I have so much respect for Sir Alex Ferguson. He's great, like one of an inspiration for football, for future football players and football coach, and an inspiration of a man in general. So, and of course, Eric Cantona.
Yeah, of course. Great. That guy has got so much class. It's so good. And I'm really proud of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I know we haven't won anything this year, but he's bringing the team together. You know, I think he's going to do great things in the future.
I don't know. I was a Mourinho. I'm a Mourinho fan. So, I mean, like Solskjaer, I don't know.
I'm not a huge fan of him.
Okay, yeah. I know. Mourinho, you either love him or hate him. So, I mean,
I like to watch him, but I just don't like him managing my favorite team.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, he's a character for sure. You know, like. And now we get the last question. Favorite hobby? Your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby would have to be drawing. I love drawing. You know, even if it's just not even cartoons. I love life drawing. I love still life. You know, I just love putting pencil to paper. It's
great.
Definitely my favorite thing. I don't really feel like I'm working when I do it. It's just natural, you know.
And you are working in the graphic industry right now?
Unfortunately not. I do all that stuff as a hobby. I used to have a job as an editor, but I don't want to talk about that. That was a long time ago.
I understand. Well, maybe, you know, like it will happen again. If you really have a passion for something and you're good because you put your heart into it. So I think it can happen again, you know, like.
Yeah.
But even as a hobby, is better than not doing it at all, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm ever going to stop drawing, even if I don't make money from. I'm currently working on a comic book, and I want to publish it. I did actually just before I went traveling. I did publish a comic book, and maybe we can talk about that another time.
Yeah, I want to do my episode about comic books because that's another thing. I'm starting a special called The Nerdvana with my buddy Chris Cubitt, colleague podcaster. And we're already prepared 3 episodes that will probably air during September and October. But I was looking for more ideas, and I hope you could come and talk about comic books. That would be great.
I would be honored to. I'd love to. I really would.
Okay. And at this point, I'll ask you, what's your favorite comic book?
Favorite comic book would have to be Killing Joke. The origin of the Joker. Have you read it before?
Oh, yeah, I do. I did read it. Yeah, I did read it.
Maybe I don't want to spoil the audience, but maybe if you don't want to hear this bit, maybe click ahead so you don't hear the ending. But just, I love the final frame with Joker and Batman, and he's told a joke and it's really inappropriate. And the Joker laughs maniacally and like kind of insanely like he always does. And Batman, it takes him a few more frames, but he starts laughing. And then there's like about a page of just them completely laughing. And the Joker's done some really horrible stuff in the past, but it really epitomizes and shows that the Joker and the Batman are two sides of the same coin. They're both insane, both of them.
It's like the Democratic and the Republican Party in the States are two different sides of the same coin, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love Batman, and I love, you know, Alan Moore, the guy who wrote it. So yeah, that's got to be my favorite comic book.
I'm a big Frank Miller, and I met him in Lucca, one of the comic book. It's a Comic Con in Lucca, Italy. It's the biggest in Italy. I had the pleasure to attend a conference from Frank Miller, and had the pleasure to have him signing a copy of The Dark Knight.
That's awesome, man. Didn't you meet Stan Lee as well?
Yeah, I met Stan Lee as well. Yeah, in Toronto. Yeah.
Oh, poor Stan Lee.
I love Stan Lee. He has a huge, beautiful life. He was a great writer, an inspiration for American and international writers. He wasn't only a comic book writer. He was a very strongly literate person. Like he was, I don't want to exaggerate and put Stan Lee in literature, but Marvel comic books are a symbol for nowadays, you know, for nowadays comic books, you know, like the golden age of comic books. I'm not a big DC fan because I think that Batman is a villain and he's not a good guy, but I think Batman is a villain and Joker is actually somehow an anti-hero more than, because Batman represents a little bit of fascism. while, while Joker is anarchist. So I'm a little bit more on the side of the Joker somehow, despite he did some horrible things, of course.
And of course, Stan Lee shares my birthday. We have exactly the same birthday. Which
so you are one of my favorite people too, then, you know. And we are closing. I said that we are closing, but there's so much thing that we could talk about with Matt.
We could talk for 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly. At this point, what's your favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero? Oh, that's a tough one. I really like Captain America, I'm not going to lie.
That's my favorite superhero, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I really like... I read Civil War, and that kind of made me really fall in love with like Marvel comics.
Yeah, Mark Miller, the British guy from Scotland. Mark Miller wrote the Civil War.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Cap, and I just love the way he's portrayed in the MCU movies. He's my favorite actor of all of those actors as well. Chris Evans,
yeah, great dude. Like we share the same. It's hard because people know that I'm so critical about America, not because I hate America, absolutely. Like, I love traveling to America. I have so many American friends, and they know what I'm saying. Like, I'm critical about American politics, and I think that and I'm not talking about Democrats or Republicans. Like, for what it concerns to me, like, they're this, as I said, they're the same thing. They're almost the same thing to me, unless you put somebody like Bernie Sanders in the Democrats, who would be different. But that could be a topic for some other episode as well. I love Captain America because he represents what America was supposed to be, but it's not.
Yeah. He's the epitome of the American dream.
Yeah, but the real one, not the huge fake capitalistic obscure dream that is right now. You know, like.
Yeah. No. Of course. Yeah.
All right. This was, I think, episode 9. It was another episode for sure, but I think I'm at the 9th episode. And I had a few specials in the middle, but this is actually episode 9 of the corner, L'Angolo di Gabe. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you, Matt, for coming and have this amazing conversation about video games and about like nerd stuff, I would say.
And Canada as well.
And Canada, yeah.
Don't forget Canada.
Yes, and let's not forget UK, which is another amazing country. You know, like I lived in the UK in London for a little bit, so I loved it. It's where I learned my English. So thank you. And I'll see you guys next time. And I'll see you, Matt, maybe to organize a comic book episode. Okay.
Yeah, I would love that.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great rest of the day, Matt.
You too. Take care.
Bye guys. Thanks.